Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear brothers and sisters, salam, and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Today's reflection is about one of the most dangerous yet easily committed sins. Speaking about a believer in a way that damages their dignity, reputation, and honor. Imam Sa'a alayhi salam is quoted to have said, "Whoever narrates a story about a believer intending to disgrace him, break his dignity, and make him fall from people's eyes, Allah removes him from his guardianship and places him under the guardianship of Shaitan." So Shaitan cannot guard anyone, but it's like going under the flag of Shaitan and like joining him. So if someone does that, he joins Shaitan. And yeah, this is not just a warning, it's a spiritual diagnosis. To destroy someone's reputation is to destroy your own connection with God. In psychology, there is a principle called character assassination, a deliberate attempt to harm someone's social standing. It often begins with small comments. "Did you hear what he did? Let me tell you something about her." Or, "I'm just saying this so you know." We convince ourselves that we're being honest or warning others or just sharing, but intention is everything. And Imam Sa'a alayhi salam says, if the purpose is to make someone fall in people's eyes, it becomes a satanic act. Think of a workplace. A colleague spreads a rumor to look superior. A student mocks another to gain popularity. A family member exaggerates someone's mistake during gatherings. These actions don't just hurt the victim, they poison the soul of the speaker. The Quran strongly condemns this behavior. For example, when it says, "Wailul likulli humazatin lumazah," woe to every slanderer and backbiter. Or, "وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا," do not backbite one another. Then he gives a shocking image that backbiting is like eating the flesh of your dead brother. Why such a strong metaphor? Because reputation is sacred. It is part of a person's honor. And in Islam, honor is as protected as life and property, even more. Imam Sa'a alayhi salam adds something terrifying. When someone intentionally destroys another's character, Allah withdraws his protection, meaning your prayers lose their light, your soul becomes exposed, and the whispers of Shaitan become easier to follow. So today, let's make a simple promise. If we know something about someone that could embarrass them, we bury it. If we see a flaw, we hide it. And if we hear gossip, we stop it. Because every soul has honor, and Allah defends the honor of those who defend others. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد
وآل محمد.